AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome back to episode 7 of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm your host, Carter Haas, here with co-host Adam Wickle.
How's it going?
We are here with our very special guest today.
Hi guys, it's Caroline Nelson.
It's Nora Dimmitt.
And we have a lot to get through this episode, so let's get right into it. So, Caroline, Nora, how about you tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves?
So, hi, I'm Caroline Nelson. I'm going to be a junior this year at Sacred Heart. I played lacrosse for 2 years at Sacred Heart, and I'm a good friend of Carter's and Adam's.
Yeah. I'm Nora. I go to Sacred Heart. I play club soccer and soccer at Sacred Heart, and I also like to think I'm good friends with you all as well.
Okay, well, so how we like to start these episodes off is a weekly recap. So, Adam, how about you get us started with that?
I've been working a lot this past week, but we've just been getting ready for Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Leave tomorrow bright and early. Just got to leave the house at 6:30 in the morning. Oh. Flight leaves at 8. We'll be up there till the 9th. I've got a showcase up there, and then we've got the tournament.
Is this for Elf World Cross?
Yeah.
Okay, got
it. So, well, I've got the showcase Friday, tournament Saturday, Sunday, and then come home.
Wow.
So you guys, you won this tournament last year, right?
Yeah,
you think
won this last year.
Think you guys can win it again?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Is it the same team as last
time? No, there's different teams than last year. No, I think there's two or three teams from last year that are in it, mm-hmm. but a lot of the other teams that were in it last year, I don't know why they didn't come back.
Is lacrosse based on the year you're born, kind of like how soccer is?
Or is it like all like skill?
It's graduation year. It's based on the year you graduate high school. So
okay.
like our team... Because our team's the 2025s, then there's the 2026s, 27s, and I think it goes all the way down to the 2030s this year.
The fact that people are graduating in 2030 is
And so, yeah, so the next year is when the 2031s will start.
Yeah.
And we just keep pumping them through.
Yeah. Yep, so let's go get another one. So, my week, it was shitty. I had to put my dog down, 10.5-year dog down. I had to put my dog down. He was 10.5 years old.
Aww,
so that didn't make the week too good. But then on Sunday, when we got home from the lake, we actually got a new dog.
Oh,
11 weeks old.
Well, what's his name?
His name is Rooney.
Oh,
what lake do you go to?
Nolan.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did a little bit of wake surfing,
fun.
Tubing, all that fun stuff.
I'm terrible at wake surfing.
But yeah. Lake's pretty fun. I mean, you got a lot to do, and we go there with our friends, so, yeah. So, how was your guys' week?
It was good. I mean, nothing very eventful. Same like Adam, I've had a lot of work recently. I've been taking up a lot of shifts just because it's 4th of July weekend or week, so, like, everyone is gone, so I'm really the only person in town right now.
Yeah.
So, it's just a lot of working, and I work at old school New York Pizza in Norton Commons, so I'm, like, serving pizzas, answering the phone, doing to-go orders, all that stuff, so I'm, like, always there. I feel like I'm living there right
now. You make the dough, like, spin
your
finger?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know I do. And I'm also making a lot of money just because I got offered a raise, so that was nice. That was my highlight of the week, definitely, was getting that raise. But,
yeah.
I do not have, like, a big girl job. I babysit. I've babysat a couple families the past, like, 2 weeks. Been getting paid.
But babysitting
well.
Is such cake.
It's such cake. It's such a nice
it's
job.
Really easy,
and it's
so
really good
fun.
Pay, too. They never, like, pay you shitty.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. And they're all, like, super, super amazing kids. Like,
yeah.
I've never had to, like, go out of my way to, like, do
it. Avoid it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Can't think of what else. It's dead period, so I've been sleeping in a lot.
Yeah. Dead period's the best.
The
program.
Best
it's
weeks
so awesome.
Ever.
Because, like, we've had Trinity basketball camp, like, the whole summer.
God.
And so basically I had to get up at 7:30, go deal with little kids all day, have practice and a game all day.
Yeah.
So then finally at that period, I would sleep until like 11 or 12 every single day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just because.
Let me do it the only time you can.
Exactly. Yeah. Since school's starting in like a month, basically, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, oh my god, that's terrible.
So, yeah, so now we'll ask, we have some questions for Caroline and Nora. So
oh,
we'll
god.
Start with,
oh,
so we'll start with Caroline. So Caroline, what would you say, you only finished 2 years.
Yes.
What are your top five moments at Sacred Heart so far?
Top five? I don't even know if I have top five. God, that's really hard to think about. Can I like
specifically add Sacred Heart?
Yeah, add Sacred Heart. It can be like
can
athletics, and just an event at Sacred Heart.
Yeah, some related.
Can
some
I do like top three?
Yeah,
I
you
really
can
don't think
yeah,
I could do
yeah,
top five.
Yeah, you can top three.
Okay, so number one definitely would have to be just like, this is super basic, but like Pink and White Game is always so fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Sacred Heart just makes it like the best environment there, and we're mm-hmm. so like, we had never like, there's never a dull moment there, especially during Pink and White Week, because
yeah.
we're so supportive of the whole cause.
Yeah.
So I really think Pink and White is like a top, like number one event for me, like just in general. There's
yeah.
no like specific moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think, God, number two, this is hard, guys. I think I'm prepared for this. I really have to think back. I think number two would have to be, even though I was on JV this year, I wasn't a part of the main varsity lacrosse team, but obviously I'm part of it as a whole, like the whole program.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually took a state championship this year, so
oh,
it was
yeah.
really exciting.
Yep.
Loved that. It was a great game. I'm really proud of all of them. And it was just great to be a part of it and be considered a state champ. So that was really
yeah.
awesome. And I'm glad that we have another state title. You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
And then number three would have to be, God, I don't know. I mean, do you have any?
When Z actually put the fire alarm.
Oh my God, that's such a good one. There was one time, I'll put a backstory, but there was one time Zakai Monet, Z, she's a basketball player at Sacred Heart.
Mm-hmm.
She actually, we were just like in school, whatever, doing whatever, and she was walking, I don't know how to explain it, was like walking out of the stairway, and her bag like touched the fire alarm and it set it off. So like no one, like everyone thought it genuinely was a fire,
and all the
so,
were so confused.
Oh my god, they were pissed too.
People thought it was an actual fire.
I know. So we were all like, of course, like when there's an actual fire, like no one's gonna go single file.
No,
yeah,
no.
So everyone's like obviously like sprinting down the stairs. Like people are eating shit. Like we're all just all trying to get out.
Yeah.
And so we all get out into the parking lot, and that's where like, we're all sitting. And Z's like sitting there, and she looks so nervous. She looks like she's like actually shitting bricks. Like she sits there,
yeah.
and she's like, oh fuck, or oh crap. Sorry, I'm gonna drop that F-bomb. And she's like sitting there, and so she has to go up to like one of like, I think it was like Miss Schlimm, like one
no,
of the counselors.
It was Miss Love.
It was Miss Love.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Love's our dean of students, so like
oh,
she's like
God.
One who gives detentions and stuff, and like she goes up and she's like admit that she pulled the fire alarm, and at that point we've been sitting out there for like 45 minutes. So all of us are like, we don't care. Like, yeah, because
yeah,
the fireman came and everything, and we're all sitting there like, we don't care, like we're missing class, like this is perfect. And I think it might have been half day too. So we're like, that's a bet.
That's
like
sweet,
we're
yeah.
really getting out early.
Yeah.
But yep, those are my top three, definitely.
Nora, what would you say your top three moments at Sacred Heart have been?
Sacred
so
Heart.
Sorry, I just stole one of yours. That's my bad.
No, it's fine. God, I don't know. Definitely, one of my favorites was, at Sacred Heart, there are these, like, different programs / like, clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I think it was for navigation, which you, like, it was either navigation or ambassadors. You, like, work with incoming freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
It's navigation.
Yeah. We had a, overnight retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent the night in the school. And we, like, played, like, hide and seek in the dark. And it was so much fun and, like, I have a video of, like, all of us, like, sprinting down the hallway at, like, 1 a.m. Uh-huh. We played hide-and-seek, whole school. So that's definitely, like, a highlight, like, number one thing.
That would be so much fun.
It's
like, people,
so
like,
fun.
People hide, like, those
apparently,
random places.
Apparently, at Assumption, they have, like, for orientation freshman year, like, the entire freshman class, like, spends the night together.
That is so
that's
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
like,
cool.
That's, like, one of the reasons I was, like, oh, like, maybe I'll go to Assumption. I was like, that sounds really fun.
I can only think of the places people would try and hide in at Trinity. They would try and hide in, like, stupid places.
And it's not like they just had the gym. They had, like, the whole school.
I think
the
entire
school.
Trying to get pretty messed up.
I feel like people would try to hide in the roof panels. Like, they would take the roof panels out and they would try and hide in the
people
roof.
People do that in school.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so bad.
So that's definitely a big highlight. God, what's another one? Oh, we had this super, super dope pep rally. And I forget what the occasion was. It might have just been, like, for the, like, winter season.
Yeah.
And it was so well planned. the teachers do like the TikTok dances and like the lights are off and there's like flashlights going. And then they had like a fog machine. Oh, and the fog machine set off the fire alarm.
Again, we have a lot of fire alarms.
But it was so cool because we had this like guy come in and like film to make like a video for Sacred Heart.
Like a promo video.
Yeah, and everyone was so hyped. And then, you know, the fire alarm happens. We all go outside. He's filming us in the fire alarm. It was just like, that was such a fun day.
Yeah, it was really fun that day. I think it might have been one of the best pep rallies we've had.
Easily.
And there was like rumors that Jack Harlow was going to show up.
I remember that.
I was so excited. Like, I remember us sitting there and like our principal even talked about it and we're like, it's going to happen. Like, he's going to show up.
Yeah, everyone was so excited. I'm trying to think what my third one is.
Could be something to soccer, like a cleat game or something.
Yeah, I know. Soccer this year was just so great. The team chemistry was, like, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just so good.
Is. I feel like the relationship in the soccer program is always good.
Yeah, it's just so, I love it. I love soccer. I love being a part of the team. But I'm trying to think specifically what. Honestly, I guess it's, like, multiple moments combined, but before a game, we all go in the locker room and, like, turn on the LED lights, like, turn up the speaker and just, like, dance. And it's just so, like, it gets you just hyped up before the game. Definitely. So definitely those moments are my favorite.
Yeah. Well, I will say, because, like, I feel like what they try and do is they try and make the pink and white game, like, the Trinity Stay Next game for, like, girls, basically. And it's, like, because Assumption Sacred Heart is basically the biggest girls rivalry in Louisville. So, like, I had a lot of fun at the game.
I love it because people go all out.
People go, no, like there were girls that were talking shit. I was like, oh, hell yeah, no, I like this.
It's also like the next Trinity game, like you all dress up and like wear your colors, but like we literally like wear costumes. Like,
yeah,
like, girls, like show
people
up in
pull out their mother's wedding dresses.
Yes, like Ella Davis like pulled out a Goodwill like wedding dress.
Or
like,
it was just like, moms.
Or it might have been.
I think it was for moms.
But like either way, like the dedication is insane when it comes
like,
to those games.
It was just like, it's just awesome to see because like a lot of people are like, nah, it's okay, you heard girls sports don't matter. They don't have student sections, like blah blah blah.
Dude,
well, it's
we
like,
packed the stands.
Like, it was packed.
Know,
like, it was like
so
it was packed.
Both sides, not even just the student sections. Like,
I know.
It was, and it's like
they're all full.
The dance is one of just the funniest moments. Like the whole dance thing with the seniors is that's awesome. Just. It was like, you know who they are, so it was like, you're just seeing them go out there and dance and, like, make a fool of
them. And Trinity kills it every single time.
Yeah.
Trinity
always
wins.
Always
it's not a competition, but Trinity always wins,
always,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
So, Caroline, what would you say is, like, your goals this season for lacrosse? Or, like, if you have any?
Oh.
Okay,
good
I have a big bomb to drop, guys.
Uh-oh.
So basically, I've decided this year that I'm actually not going to return to the lacrosse program at Sacred Heart.
Ooh.
Just because I've got some bigger things that I'm planning to do in my future at Sacred Heart, and some of that just doesn't apply, just doesn't give me time for the lacrosse program. I loved it, and it was a great experience, and I'm glad that I played 2 years instead of one. Because I thought about, what if I started sophomore year? But I was like, no. Because freshman year, you just get that fun experience, but sophomore year gets more competitive, and I really wanted to be a part of that before, I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually won't be returning this year, but I'm still going to be a huge fan. I'll still be at every game. I've made so many friends from that.
Yeah.
I have made so many friends. Like, shout out, I don't know if she'll ever listen to this, but shout out Ellian Stevenson. She's my main girl. I love her so much. And we just were formed, like, such a big bond. And she's going to play all 4 years. I know she is. She's a great player.
Yeah.
Yes, she will play all 4 years no matter what. She's definitely a favorite, and I'm going to be there all the time to cheer her on.
Yeah.
That's just a great, I just really want to support her and, like, all those people on that team.
That's
but,
so cute.
Yeah.
So, Nora, you talked about, like, the soccer chemistry and how, like, you say, like, you love the team and, like, what they're all about. So, last couple of years, you know, you've fallen short of the goals. So, like, what would you say is, like, what you guys need to take that step forward to win state next year? And
I am really faithful this year. You know, going back, like, if your team has such good chemistry, like, you're going to perform really well.
Yeah,
it helps.
Yeah,
it helps
so much. Because, you know, like, I mean, I myself, I feel like I've never been on a team where there wasn't good team chemistry. But, you know, I've seen other teams, like, where people just don't like to be there. And just seeing, like, that's so, like, detrimental. Or team chemistry so, I don't know why I'm trying to use the word detrimental.
Important.
Yeah, it's
valuable.
So valuable. But no, so last year, you know, we got a new coach. He is insane. He played on the Jamaica national team, mm-hmm. played in the MLS here in the United States. Like, he's the real deal. And, mm-hmm. you know, last year we kind of got a taste of, like, his coaching. But, like, this year, like, since then, like, we've gotten so close to him to the point where, like,
yeah.
you know, I think that mm-hmm. this year, you know, with his guidance, like, I hope we win.
Yeah. So, we'll get to our trivia now, which this is the first time we've done this on the podcast. Yeah. So this is kind of like an experimental thing. It might stay, it might not. So okay.
Is this trivia about
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
A topic?
So both of you had different questions. It's okay. Different for each
oh
of you.
Oh, God.
So.
Is this like a multiple choice, like, matching?
It's kind of just opinionated. So,
okay.
Nick, if you want to ask Nora these down to here, you can go ahead and get that started.
Oh, Nora.
Oh, God.
On the hot seat.
We've got a good amount of questions for you.
Oh, so. God.
We'll start off with texting or, like, talking on the phone.
What do I prefer to do?
Yeah.
Honestly, recently I've been a phone talker, and I love it. And I, like, would way rather call someone rather than FaceTime, just because, like, mm-hmm. I hate when it's, you know, laggy.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of person where, like, I always send my friends, like, videos on Snapchat of me talking rather
yeah.
than texting, so I'm by far, like, a call person.
I like that answer. I agree with that.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Ooh.
Favorite day of the week. Recently, okay, school year... I don't know why. I just love Thursdays. I feel like Thursdays are always out there.
I feel like.
Because, you know, like, you know, the next day, it's Friday, you got the whole weekend.
Yes.
For me, I like Thursdays because, like, yeah, Thursday night football, Friday night lights, college football,
yeah.
NFL.
Yeah.
Thursdays, like, pregame to weekend.
Yeah.
Probably Thursdays. Over the summer, though, all the days. Like, I genuinely, probably, if I didn't
days
have my
together
friend, wouldn't
the
know what
yeah.
day it is.
They all,
yeah.
it
I
all
don't,
just
yeah.
blends together.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on. Favorite city in the United States?
My favorite
besides
city.
Besides Louisville.
By far. 100. Okay, actually, it's kind of tied.
It's Louisville.
No. I love Knoxville, Tennessee. I love it. I would go to UT if I wasn't playing soccer just because I am obsessed with Knoxville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Knoxville's fun. Yeah, it's gorgeous. And then my sister goes to SCAD, so Savannah College of Art and Design, mm-hmm. in Savannah, Georgia. And that, oh my God, it's just so beautiful too. It's definitely tied, but I love Savannah so much, and I love Knoxville.
What's the last song you downloaded? Or
I
got
my phone to see.
I guess
yeah,
I
sure.
downloaded, yeah.
Last. What was it? Maneater song by Nelly Furtado.
That's a good song though. It's like a pump up song. No,
what's
I do like that
song?
Too. I
oh
think
yeah,
I'm just
like
about that.
My sister just showed me a song called "Liz" by Remy Wolf, and it's really good. I've been listening to that nonstop.
Wait,
listen.
Remind me of that. I want to listen to that.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't get copyrighted here, so this is the uncensored. We don't care what people say about us, so you can go ahead and play it.
Oh, should I play the song that I was just playing?
You can play. You pick.
The man eater.
Play the chorus.
Oh my God. It actually is a good song, though.
It's a good song.
I don't know about a pump-up song.
No,
whatever works.
Alright, would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or talk to animals?
Oh, God. Honestly, speak every language.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, you know, that way you can travel, you know? I can go into the forest and have a fun time without speaking, like, squirrel.
Facts. I feel like it'd be a little creepy then. Dogs.
Yeah, that would creep me out a little bit.
Like, running
into Dr. Dolittle type.
Be like
is that
Snow
what
White.
Like,
yeah.
running
yeah,
into
like,
with a gorilla, and the gorilla's just like, I'm gonna rip you apart.
Like,
yeah,
could you
like,
imagine?
Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I know. Easily know every language.
Like, a little, like,
language.
Travel.
Yeah.
So fun.
What's your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday? God. definitely Christmas. Yeah, Christmas by far, because obviously, you know, Christmas itself, so fun. But since I have a lot of siblings who, like, live in different areas, Christmas is usually the time that they, like, all come back. So it's always nice to see them.
I like Halloween.
I like Thanksgiving.
Well, my birthday's around Halloween, so that's why I like.
Yeah.
All right, how long does it take you to get ready?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, probably, like...
We'll just say a normal day. Nothing like fancy.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely like 20 minutes, you know. I have very thick hair, so it takes a while to figure out what I want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have like this whole like process that I have to go through.
Like face routine, brushing teeth.
Like, yeah, like all that.
Yeah.
So definitely 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not too long.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
I would say 10, but my father would probably say like 2. I have been. Oh, fuck. I have been known to be a very fast driver, so that kind of puts me in some bad situations, but I personally think that I'm easily like an 8. At least
I don't think driving fast makes you a bad driver. I just think it makes you fun.
I mean, I had to pull in a parking lot recently.
So, Luke Combs or Morgan Wallen?
This is music.
No, really?
Music.
Wait, there was Luke Combs or who?
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen, I would say. I know more of his songs, but...
I don't know. I can't get on to Morgan Wallen.
I feel like Luke Combs has more, like, catchy songs, but I feel like...
I feel like Luke Combs is more, like, slow and, like... I don't know. I feel like I like Morgan Wallen.
I don't know. I like older country a little bit more.
Yeah. There are some older country songs that are really good.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one's a kicker.
This one is...
Oh, oh no.
Zac Efron or Chris Hemsworth?
Oh, I know my answer.
Oh, honestly, I feel like a lot of people say Zac Efron, but Hemsworth is...
No, Chris Hemsworth, I agree.
I think he is
Zac
so
Efron
cute.
Like, plastic surgery, he looks square now.
Chris Hemsworth is my favorite actor. I loved him when he played Thor, like, in the Marvel movies. I love, like...
And I think that's probably one of the reasons, because, like, you know, I love a good Marvel movie.
Well, you don't want to piss him off. He's got roid rage.
I just think he's funny. I love his accent. I just think everyone... I think
his accent's nice. You think his accent's
All right, we got Harry Styles and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh,
Leonardo DiCaprio. I do not find Harry Styles that appealing.
If we're talking, actually, well, that's not my question, but
go ahead.
I was just saying, like, if we're talking attractiveness, I'm, to be honest, gonna go Harry Styles because Leonardo DiCaprio is old.
Yeah.
But
old
if we're
Leonardo
like,
DiCaprio,
but if we're going like young Harry, young
like
Leonardo
prom,
DiCaprio,
like they're in their prime.
Yeah.
Like their prime. Oh, then I'm going Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like
Titanic.
Oh wow. Wow. He was a different breed on Titanic. Holy moly.
Different breed.
I think
this is the biggest question.
This is the biggest question.
Biggest question yet. This will make or break the podcast.
I think it's only got one right answer.
Me too.
Oh no.
I'm scared for you.
Trinity or St. X?
Oh crap.
I have brothers who went to both. I had a brother at Trinity, I had a brother at St. X. God, you can't do this to me. You're setting me up. I mean, I feel like I should say Trinity because
considering who I'm with.
I guess, you know, majority of my friends are from Trinity. My brother's going there. You know, there are brother schools, so I guess Trinity.
Good. Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I'm just going to leave it there. No more discussion.
All right. So now we have Caroline. So when I asked Caroline, she said she was like an 8 or 9 on how well she knows Taylor Swift.
Oh, God. I embarrass myself because I'm not going to know what it is.
What was Taylor Swift's first single?
First single? Oh, my God, guys. I don't know this. Oh, my God.
It's the name of a country singer. It's the name of someone.
Oh, I know this.
I feel like I know, but I feel like I don't want to say the wrong answer. So
Can you?
Huh? Tim McGraw.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know the like Taylor Swift album cover with the really curly hair?
Yes.
Right. How many album covers feature like that Taylor Swift, like that picture with the really curly hair? How many album covers?
With her curly hair?
Yeah, like the really curly
hair.
Okay,
well, there's the original Taylor Swift, there's Fearless. Or Fearless has her curly hair, right?
Yeah. Speaking
now,
she
has
straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
Reputation's Fear. Speak Now. 1989 is not.
Enchanted. Wait,
no,
is that
Enchanted's on an album, is it? I don't think it is.
Is it? I have no clue.
I think it's three.
You're right, it is three. Which album did Taylor Swift write by herself without any co-writers?
I mean, crap. Sorry, guys. It's called Uncensored Podcast for a reason.
Yep.
Do you guys think? By herself. Okay. Let's think here. Let's game plan.
Oh, wait, this isn't like a numbers question. It's like,
no numbers. It's just, it's one album. What's the name of it?
Okay. Crap.
Oh, I think I know this.
Give me the first letter. Actually, let me think first. Let me try this on my own. Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna love the first letter. Tell me if it's right.
What is that?
Okay, I want to say like an... Okay, can I get a hint?
No?
Is it an earlier one? Or do you not know?
I really don't know.
I'll look. Oh, yeah. 1 second.
I feel like it might be an earlier one and she started like on her own.
Well, apparently mine's wrong.
Who did you
think? I thought it was Reputation.
No. It would not be Reputation.
No, it's
because
not
I remember
Reputation.
Watching her like
yeah,
make up a
it's
song.
An early,
like,
yeah.
It's an early one. Like a very early one. Like
early.
I don't know how early she starts. It's like early 2000s.
Okay. I'm gonna go Taylor Swift, the original album. Is that wrong?
It was Speak Now.
Wow.
Was...
Cause like, you know, she started out on her own and that was her first ever album,
yeah.
So I thought like maybe like that was
yeah. But how many albums does Taylor Swift have?
13.
10.
10? What's the 13?
Answer.
Oh, 13's her lucky number.
You're
I know, I was. It's because I went to her concert, so I had like
yeah.
13 on my hand instead, but
I'm surprised you didn't
number.
Start like levitating when you were there.
I did. I actually
for her
no,
to, like
I'm not kidding, I died
like,
and like resurrected. Like I came back to life.
You came back a new person.
No, I did.
Okay. So this one's a lyric. I'm not gonna sing it. But November Flush and Your Flannel Cure. What song is it from?
Oh.
You know this.
Yeah, tell anything, our group of friends. Oh, Champagne Problems.
Yes. Champagne Problems is the correct answer. But what is Taylor Swift's longest song title?
Not All Too. I thought you were supposed to say like longest song. Longest song title?
The title. Longest song title.
Dancing with Our Hands Tied.
We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Oh. Ah.
Okay.
Mm.
So, you don't have to do it in order, but the years Taylor Swift released her 10 albums.
The years?
The years.
Can I just go in? Oh my.
It doesn't have to be in order, just the years.
The years.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, have fun.
Oh my god. I didn't even think like Hallory would know this. Shout out Hallory DeBosey, by the way. I know she's going to be listening to this.
You get 8 out of 10, you'll pass.
There's no way I'm getting 8 out of 10 anymore.
Just say.
Yeah. Let's go.
Are any of them in the same year?
What is that?
Are any of them in the same year?
Yeah, there's
one that's the same year.
Dude, I don't.
Just guess
thing.
Years.
Do I have to, like, say the album and then say the year?
No, just
like,
the year. Just the years.
Okay.
Just make something.
Let's go, like. 2006.
2006 is correct.
2006, so there's one like when I was born. And then, let's go like 2014.
Yep. 2014
is
right.
2016?
Nope.
2018?
Nope.
Crap.
Stop.
Okay, 2021.
No.
2020.
Yes, that was
okay.
The two. She released two in 2020.
Was it Evermore and?
I'm not sure. We used
okay.
To.
Okay. I'm gonna do one more guess, and then that's all I'm gonna.
Okay.
Let's do like 2010.
Yes.
Hey.
2010.
Beauty.
That wasn't
so
bad.
The answer was 06, 08, 2010, 2012, 2014, 2017, 2019, two in 2020, and then 2022.
Yeah.
And that was all. All right. Last one. What Taylor Swift song features the Chicks?
The Chicks?
The Dixie Chicks?
I think so, yeah.
Do you know?
I love the Dixie Chicks.
Do you know what album?
I don't even really...
It's a song.
I know,
no,
what,
but
album,
you know, what album is it on?
1 second.
I love that, like, Carter's definitely a Swiftie now after doing this research.
His search history is, like, all about Taylor Swift.
He could go to the concert and just, like, know everything. Start singing Champagne Problems because
yep.
Bucks.
Let me think. Dixie Chicks.
It's in Lover. 2019.
Hmm.
That whole debacle on why they changed their name from the Dixie Chicks to Chicks.
I know. Okay. Let's brainstorm lover songs here. Because, like, I'm not a huge lover fan.
Songs I know are Me.
Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer.
Lover. Nice. The Little Song Lover. Paper Rings.
Paper Rings.
Crap.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see and not tell you.
Okay, well, that doesn't help me at all. I'm just going to guess because those are literally like, the only songs I know from the Lover album because I'm not a huge fan of it. So I'm going to go Paper Rings.
It's Soon You'll Get Better.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't listen to that album. So, like,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
It's not one of, like...
I feel like with artists or, like, with any genre, there's certain albums you'll listen to because you, like, you love that album. Like, for me, it was, like, I love Old Yana because I feel like that Old Yana was just, like, his best music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just not the biggest fan of, like, New Yana.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like with Taylor Swift, it's, like, you like some of her, like, you'll like, some songs, but not, like...
Well, I, like, love her music, but there's, like, some songs that I just can't get myself to listen to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they just aren't my type of music.
Yeah.
But, yep. Were those all the Taylor Swift questions?
Yeah, that was
Wait, I have a question. I have a Taylor Swift question.
Okay.
What is your favorite album?
Oh, my
And then your favorite song.
Okay, my favorite album is definitely 1989.
Agreed.
It's the first ever concert. Actually, it might have been Red that I went to. I don't remember.
Reputation?
It was Red after 1989.
I went to a Reputation concert.
I went to 1989. That was, like, the first one I ever went to, I think. And I loved it. I'm actually obsessed with it. It's my favorite thing ever. And then, my favorite song, that's really hard. I have to say my favorite song might be, there's going to be super major controversial things with this, but I think The Last Great American Dynasty might be my favorite one.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
It's from Reputation. Or no, it's not. No, it's not. I lied. It's from Evermore or Folklore, one of those. I think it's Evermore. But yeah,
All You're Gonna Do Is Stay.
Oh, that one's a good one.
Oh, God.
That one's from 1989.
It is? Yeah.
I think so.
So yeah. I love 1989.
Yep.
1999.
But yeah, that's my answer.
So if you have any Taylor Swift questions, ask these two.
Yes. I'm very informed.
There you go. We don't. You guys have anything else you want to say?
No. Are we done?
We're done.
We are.
This is in episode 7 of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Adam Wickle.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it. I had fun.
This is Caroline Nelson. I'm Nora.
Oh, yeah. Caroline Nelson. That's Nora Devitt.
Thank you for listening.